Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga and pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like, 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on June 29th, 2015. In this class, we focused on proper shoulder alignment and releases, spinal integrity, and release. Props you'll need for this class are your yoga mat, a chair, and potentially a blanket. Okay, let's go ahead and close our eyes. And just give yourself a couple of big breaths and get settled into your seat. You can wiggle around a little bit if you need to. Let your arms come to a place where they can rest comfortably for you. And starting to bring your awareness to your breathing, just noticing how you're breathing right now. Inviting your breath to get a little bit longer and a little bit fuller. Now I'd like you to start to find a little bit of constriction in your throat. Some of you already know what the Ujjayi breath is. If you already know what I'm talking about, go ahead and do it. If you're unsure, I'll just talk you through it. So in the back of your throat where your larynx is, you're going to slightly constrict. So it kind of should sound like when you say the word or the sound ha, how you feel that ha. Kind of that resonance in the throat. Or like if you wanted to fog up a window and you went up to it and you went ah, and you could feel that kind of that feeling in your throat, that's kind of that resonance. So you're just going to do that, and you can do it a few times with your mouth open if you want to do it through your mouth, breathing in and then making that sound out. And then as you get better and better at doing it, eventually you'll be able to close your mouth and breathe in and out through your nose and still have that slight feeling of constriction in the throat. With any pranayama practice, which is what we're doing, we're just doing a specific kind of breath control, which is a part of yoga practice. Sometimes when you start doing it, the effort that it takes to do it can overwhelm the body a little bit. So if you ever start to feel lightheaded or you start to feel like your body's getting tense in your attempt to have that just slight constriction in the throat, then you just give yourself the opportunity to have a couple of breaths in and out that are just perfectly normal, not trying to do anything before you try it again. Good, and I like there's some yawning going on, some adjustments being made. As you are focusing on this breath, it's a very detoxifying breath, And so sometimes as you start to allow your body to detoxify, your energy will allow you to yawn, which kind of releases excess energy that you don't need anymore. I think physiologically it also might help cool your brain a little bit. Maybe there was a study I read about that. So maybe your brain's too hot. Good. And this Ujjayi breathing that you're doing right now, you're just still working on it on your own. This is something that you can do anywhere. You can do this while you're driving. You can do this while you're watching TV if you want. You can do this while you're out and about gardening or going for a walk. So it's a really good way to just bring all of your focus back into your own body, into your own mind, so that you're very present. Go ahead and take three more breaths the same way that you're doing it. And then release that constriction from your throat and take a couple of breaths in and out through your mouth. You can let yourself feel a little bit like you're sighing if you'd like. Wonderful. You can open up your eyes and we're going to come into child's pose. So if you need to have anything underneath your knees, you can place that underneath your knees now, or you can roll up your mat a little bit, and then taking your knees out so they're a little bit wider than the hips, toes to touch, let your hips come back towards your heels, and then let your forehead touch the ground. You're allowing yourself to breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. In child's pose, you can invite in that slight constriction of your throat. Find that Ujjayi breath a little bit. See how much you can allow your breath to breathe into your back space, your kidney space, especially your low back. Taking one final inhale and exhale where you are. On your next inhale, coming up onto your hands and your knees. Taking your knees so that they're underneath your hips. Taking your hands so they're underneath your shoulders. Tops of the feet to the floor. And we'll do some cat-cow motions. So on your inhale, you'll let your belly drop down. Open up through your collarbones. Looking up. On your exhale, looking down towards your knees or even maybe your belly button round through your spine. We're going to do this for 30 seconds. So you're moving at the pace of your breath. As you inhale, you arch. As you exhale, you draw the belly up and in, and you round the spine. Saying hello to your spine today, noticing where it feels tight, noticing where it's easy to have it move. Maybe you have some areas that have discomfort today. or your back could feel great and you're just feeling the articulation through the spine. Continuing on your own for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We're going to come into dolphin pose. So coming down to your forearms. And you can try to have your arms so that they're parallel to one another, so there's the same amount of space between the elbows and the hands. If that ends up being too much for the shoulders, you can always have the hands come in a little bit. Looking down at your knees, pressing into the floor. So you're going to keep your head away from the floor, curl your toes under, and lift your hips up. So you're on the balls of the feet, you're on your forearms, you're letting your head dangle. So you might want to shake out your head a little bit, see if you can get it to release. And then you're opening up through those shoulders. Take a big breath in and breathe that out. Another inhale. On your exhale, drop your knees back down to the ground. Come back up onto your hands. Have your hands back underneath your shoulders, and then we're going to do a little hip stretch. This is one that's good for the low back as well. Take your right leg back behind you, and you can have the toes touching the ground. And then you're going to take your right leg off to the left, so it's going to the outside of your mat with the toes still touching. Then you're going to lower down to your forearms, and you can even walk your arms out so much that your head touches the ground if that feels comfortable. And hopefully you should start to feel a little bit of a stretch already into the outside of the left hip. If you're not feeling a stretch there just by being in the shape, then think about taking your right hip down a little bit more. Like you're letting the weight of your pelvis kind of fall off of the top of the left leg bone. Good, nice little adjustments there. See if you can let your upper body be even more relaxed. Finding a big breath in, breathing that out. Another inhale and exhalation. Final breath where you are, letting that go. Bringing yourself up, and then we're going to switch sides. So you can stay on your forearms if you'd like. If your head was on the ground, maybe walk your elbows in to support yourself. Taking your right knee down, extending your left leg back behind you, and then taking it off to the right. You're trying to keep your left leg as straight as you can here, letting your left hip drop down. So now all your weight is kind of hanging off the top of the right leg bone. You can let the head be on the floor, or it can just be hanging, whichever feels best for you. Finding your ujjayi breath, that slight constriction in the throat, really bringing your awareness inward. Inviting your body to soften a little bit more. Can you let that left hip drop down? Getting that stretch through the outside of your right hip. And then coming back out on your next inhale, start to lift your head, walk your elbows underneath your shoulders, taking your left knee back down, coming up onto the hands and the knees, and then we'll come into downward dog. Now before you do downward dog, make sure you have your palms nice and flat, so you may need to stretch out your hands a little bit, spread your fingers wide, elbows stay straight, and then curl in your toes under, start to lift your hips, drop your head, and look back towards your feet. Once you're there, shake out your head. You're trying to create a straight line from your wrists all the way up to your tailbone. So you want to open up through your shoulders. Let your head relax down. Then we'll do some little pulses through the legs. So bend one knee as you straighten the other and stretch the heel to the ground.
switch to the other side. You can do that back and forth a few times on your own. Good. Take a big breath in and breathe it out. See if you can lift both heels up high towards the sky. Give a stretch through your toes and then both heels reaching it down. Then coming back down to your hands and your knees and coming into puppy dog pose. Release the tops of the feet to the floor. Come down to your forearms. Let your head bow down. In your puppy dog pose, you can have the arms completely relaxed, taking the elbows out wide, or you can stretch the hands towards the front of your mat and open up your armpits a little bit more, get a little bit more sway through the back. So you decide what's going to feel good for you. Big breath in, breathing that out. Another inhale and exhalation. We're going to come back into downward dog. When you're ready, coming up onto your hands. Now, before you go into your downward dog, just take a moment to look forward at me. So when you're in downward dog, depending on the flexibility through your legs, there might be a little bit of a tendency to have your feet really wide and have your shoulders a little bit forward. Kind of looks like this, yes? So you notice I had to walk my feet back to get into this position. So if I want to make it so that I can stretch through my arms, if you see how I'm pressing, then it can be a good idea to have the feet a little bit closer. Actually, lift your heels and bend your knees because I want to get a straight line from my wrist all the way to my hip, yes? Sometimes we don't have super open shoulders, and so that's difficult to do. But if we have the legs too far back, we're never going to get those shoulders open. Yeah, we're going to try, but it'll be too hard on the body. So I want you guys to try playing around with how much can I let my legs bend or straighten or do whatever they need to do so that I can start to open up that angle in the shoulder. Okay? So when you're ready. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so let's go ahead and make sure your palms are spread really nice and wide. And then elbows straight. Go ahead and press yourself up. Good. I would say for almost everybody, I want you to bend your knees and lift your heels. Yes. Do you feel how that opens up right through there a little bit more for you? And then be really powerful through your arms. Push yourself back. Lift your heels and bend your knees. Yes. Yeah, there you go. That way. Good. And if you need to come down for a moment to take a little bit of a break, you can. Good. Go ahead and come down for just a second for me. And then with your hands, I want you to take your palms and spread them out wider like this. Okay. Yeah, so you can have your feet a little bit closer in too. Better. Elbows all the way straight. Yes, there you go. Press back, 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 back. Good. Try to bend your knees. Bend your knees. Bend your knees. Lift your heels. Yes. Yes, lift your heels. This way. Yes. There. Good. Now you can relax. All right. How you guys doing over here? Pretty good. Pretty good. See if you can find more lift. Yep. This way. Yep. Good. And bring it down. Relax. Good. Good. See if you can go back this way more. So push. Yep. Bend your knees. Lift your heels. Yep. This way. Yep. Good. And relax. How you doing, Richard? Can I see it? Show me. Show me what you got. Good. Walk your feet a little bit closer to your hands. Good. Good, good, good. Look down. And I'm going to pull your hips back for you. Bend your knees for me. Bend your knees more. Yes. This way. Yeah. Do you feel that difference? Don't move your hands. Don't move your hands. Just let me stretch you. Yes, drop your head down. Drop your head down. Yes, there, like that. Good, and release down. Good, how's everyone doing? It was like, woo, oh my gosh, it's hard, right? Okay, yeah, good job. Let's go ahead and come to seated now, and we're going to do a little shoulder stretch. What? Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, so a little bit, you know, what the trickiest thing I think about being in downward dog is the shoulder flexibility. You guys have all very, very different ranges of flexibility. For some people, it's really easy to have the arm go up overhead. For others, you get about to this range and you're like, it doesn't go any further. So there, you know, there's different releases you can do for that to kind of help. We'll work a little bit on that today. So let's just do some eagle arms. So taking your arms out to the side, you can just sit however you feel comfortable. And then taking your left arm underneath your right arm underneath your left. And then cross. Good. And so now we're going to do some arch and hollow through the spine as we're in this shape. So on your inhale, you're going to arch through the spine and lift the elbows up. And then on your exhale, you're going to take the elbows down, look down at your elbows as you round the spine. Let's do that again. Inhale, taking it up. And exhale, taking it down. Again, inhale, taking it up. And exhale, taking it down. One more time. Inhale, taking it up. And exhale, taking it down. And hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bring yourself back to neutral. Unwind your arms. Stretch them out. And then turn your palms up. Inhale your arms up overhead. Interlace your fingers except for your thumb and your index finger and see how much you can reach it up. Yeah, good. Holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release your arms all the way down. Bring them back behind your back. Interlace your fingers. So we're just going to let the arms relax where they are. So for everybody, there's going to be a different amount of range that you have. You may be able to get your arms a little bit too straight, but we're not going to try to take the arms away from the back today. I just want you to let the arms relax and then start to roll the arm bones open. So see if you can do that action. So if you're not sure what you're doing, if you round your upper back, you can feel your shoulders roll forward. Okay, so then if you start to lift your chest, you should be able to feel the arm bones roll open away from the pec muscles. Yeah, so let's do that a couple of times. Let it roll forward and then let it open back up. Good. And again, let it roll forward and then let it open back up. Pretty good. Go ahead and relax. Wiggle it out a little bit. Switch which leg you have in front. Now, before we do that, we're going to do this the same thing that we just did, that whole sequence, a second time. But I want you to be able to feel what's happening in your arm bones a little bit more, because even when I say roll open, because your hands are in a bound position, sometimes we think that the arm can't move anywhere, right? But you have a radius and an ulna, so you can move. Your wrist can stay where it is, right? And your arm can still move. Does that make sense? So even though your hands are behind your back, you could still move your elbows and move your arms and your shoulders in space. But I don't know that we always kind of figure that out, that the arm bones can actually move, you know, all these independent ways. So go ahead and just have your hands out to the sides, and they can be diagonally down, and just rotate the thumbs back, so up and back. Good. And now rotate down and turn them back again. Okay, do that again. So just rotating and rotating, feeling that difference. Okay, good. Now, for most people, the problem is that the arms want to do this in life. They want to be in this position. So now, if you've ever seen an anatomical picture of like a skeleton or muscles or anything, they always have the palms facing forward and the thumbs pointing up. Yes. But the thing is that most of the time for most people, that joint right here, it gets so tight, the pec muscles and everything that attaches to the front of the arm bone, that the arm bones start to pull forward. And then that pulls and rounds you. And because all of these muscles here get tight and they pull, then it stretches out your back. And then you get back pain because those muscles get overly stretched and they get weak. And it's like this horrible cataclysm of events. I just feel like I had to... Yeah. So learning to be able to rotate and open up the arm bone is going to be stretching through your pec muscle. You have little pec muscles there, opening that up. So let's just do that a couple more times. Let yourself round all the way down, turn the hands, and then open it all the way up. And round it all the way down. And open it all the way up. You can breathe out as you round. And inhale, open it up. And round. And inhale, open it up. Good. Let yourself relax a little bit. If you need to change leg positions again, you can. So now we'll do our eagle legs on the other side. You don't have to switch. I'm just giving you the option if it's starting to feel funky being in one place. So taking your arms out. Taking your left arm underneath your right. Wrapping it around. Good. And so now we're doing our arch and hollow here. So inhale, you're lifting up. Exhale, you're rounding down. Again, inhale, lifting the elbows up. And exhale, taking the elbows down as you round the spine. Two more times. Inhale when you lift. Exhale when you round. And one final time. Inhale when you lift. And exhale when you round. And hold for 3, 2, and 1. Bring yourself back to center. Unwind your arms and then take them all the way up overhead. Interlace your fingers again, except for the thumb and the index finger. And then you're reaching up. How far can you reach those shoulders up? You may even be able to take your arms behind your head. Maybe not. You can see. Do you need to have your head in front or behind? Or squeezing your head? 4, 3, 2, and 1, release it down. Take your hands behind your back. Again, you're just gently interlacing your fingers. So you're not trying really hard to hold them. They're just there. But now you're going to see if you can roll your arms open. So that means if you watch my elbow, look at the elbow joint, how it rolls out. Yes? And then it goes back. And it tries to roll out a little bit. That's because I'm rolling the arm bone, even though the hands stay connected. So just to see how that works for you. It may be able to go quite a bit, maybe just a little bit. Even just thinking of taking your elbows back will start to roll the arm bones. So even if the arms are bent a lot, take your elbows back, we'll start to open that up. Good. Or maybe you just barely have your fingers touching here so that you have more space. You have to kind of really squeeze your fingers together. They're barely touching to keep a hold. Yeah, just do that a couple more times. Maybe use your breath now. You inhale when you open. You exhale when you take it down. You inhale when you open. And you exhale when you take it down. Good. Go ahead and release. Wiggle it out. We'll do a little side stretch, taking your right arm out to the side, palm is down, inhale, left arm up, and then exhale, lean it over. Good. Inhale, take it up. Switching sides. Exhale, lean it over. Inhale up. Exhale, when you lean it over, we're going to do little sways back and forth now. So you can watch my tarp arm first. You're going to roll back and forward. You can start to do that on your own. Rolling back, you open it up, stay on the same side. Good, and forward. We're just rolling back and forward. You should be feeling stretching through your ribs, maybe through your arm, maybe between your hip and your rib, depending on where you're doing it. Good. Just keep going back and forth. You have about 10 more seconds to go. Rolling that through. And be kind of dynamic with that motion. How much can you sway it back and forth and breathe? Yeah, I like it. People are finding a little bit more opening. You can look up towards the ceiling and then take it back down. You know all about making space in that bicep and shoulder junction. You can really open that up if you want to stretch that back a little bit before you roll it back down. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Roll yourself all the way down and forward.
You can let your back relax here for a moment. Shake it out.
Have your hands wherever you need to for support. You can do a little shimmy sway from side to side. Just letting that go.
It's a lot of fascial stretching when we do those rocks. Wiggle out your head.
Take a big breath in. Breathe it out completely.
And then slowly roll yourself back up. You get to choose to either switch which leg is in front or choose a different leg position.
You can have your legs out now if you'd like, or you can have them in front. It doesn't really matter, as long as your hips can feel like they can be securely on the ground. Doing our other side, taking your hand off to the side, taking your right arm up, and then you're taking that sway. You're opening it and then rounding it out and opening it up. And rounding it out. Where is that stretch for you? Everyone, that's going to be a little bit different. I tend to find at that kind of diagonal round forward, that's a good stretch for my body. It might be when you're straight to the side. Maybe you really need to open up the front of that armpit. Maybe that's where you got to get that stretch for yourself. Good. Breathing. Trying to inhale when you're opening up, maybe looking towards the ceiling. Exhale when you're rounding it down. You have 10 more seconds to go. Just moving back and forth. You're exploring that range. Where do you need to stretch? This is a part of our body we don't stretch very often. Good. 4, 3, 2, and 1, letting yourself roll all the way forward, shaking it out, adjust your legs if you need to, and then maybe again you do a little sway from side to side, seeing if you can invite your back body to release a little bit more if it's really tight. Wiggle out your head a little bit, big breath in. Breathing it out and then slowly rolling yourself up. Sitting up nice and tall. Your legs can be wherever they feel comfortable. Let's just take a moment to close our eyes. If you have your knees bent, you can cup your hands around your knees so that you can lean back a little bit and not feel like your back has to do all of the work. If you want your legs out, you can even just put your hands underneath your thighs and it'll stretch your arms. And that'll also hold you. So a couple of different ways to do it. Close your eyes, big breath in. Breathe it out. Good. See if you can stretch through your shoulders by taking that little bit of a lean back. Good. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Very nice. We're going to come back into our downward dog now. We've done some opening through the ribs and through the shoulders. I want you to go in and out of downward dog 3 times and see if you can hold each time for 3 breaths. So you hold for 3 breaths, you go down and rest in child's pose or puppy dog pose, and then you come back up into it. As you're doing that, you're just playing around with that range. And I'm going to go through and give you little pieces of information. Let's see if you can press through right here. Yes. Awesome job. Good. And I'm going to lift your hips a little bit. Yes. Good. Let your knees still bend. Yes. There. Do you feel that stretch? Yeah. Good. Very nice. Very nice. Good job. Good stretch. Good. Remember, after you've done your 3 breaths, you're coming down, letting yourself rest for a moment. It can either just be on the hands and knees. It could be in child's pose, puppy dog pose, before you try it out again. You're going to feel me give you some traction stretches to help you out a little bit. See how that feels. Make your head more relaxed. Yeah, there you go. Good. Nice. keep your hands where they are. No, no, don't move them, don't move them. Let me just stretch you from that position. Yeah, good. You don't have to do any more work. Yeah, good. Doesn't that feel nice? It's like, oh, look, she's just holding me up. And so now the weight will slowly come back into your hands. Just make sure your palms feel nice and flat. Good, but you're going to try to keep that position. Let your head stay down. Yeah, good, nice. Yeah. Good. Elbows straight. Good. There you go. Good. Again, you're letting yourself rest after you've done three breaths up there. And if I've stretched you, you're going to try to see if you can find that stretch again. Good. Palms really nice and flat for me. Yeah, there you go. Good. Good job. And hopefully you're starting to work on your last round here. And once you've found that downward dog that third time, you've held for three breaths, then you can go ahead and bring yourself down and rest in child's pose for a moment. Good. And then we're going to come to the hands and the knees. So if you need that blanket underneath your knees to feel comfortable, you can go ahead and do that. We're going to do some wrist stretches because I could see that everyone from having to hold that and that stretching, you're like, whoa, that's really working my wrists a lot. Yeah. So we did a lot of these on Friday, so they'll be similar. So you're going to start out with your hands in front of you and how much weight you have forward onto your hands versus back over your legs is up to you and how much you want to feel a stretch. I want you to start just by rotating your arm bones forward and back so that you can feel, and let me show from, I'm going to show up here on the chair as well just so you can see what my arms are doing. So I'm keeping the hands where they are, but rocking the eyes of the elbows forward and back. So that motion is actually the shoulder joint that's turning, yes, the upper arm bone. So go ahead and do that a couple of times and just feel that articulation. And then I want you to notice, because a lot of times as you take the arm bones so that the eye of the elbow, the crease of the elbow starts to come forward, it'll start to lift the palm of the hand. And we don't want that to happen, okay? So just notice that. Can you keep your index knuckle and your thumb knuckle pressed down even when you rotate your eyes of your elbows forward? Good. Okay. And so now you're going to turn your hands so that they're facing towards your knees. And for those of you who watch Star Trek, you're going to find your Spock fingers. If you don't know who Spock is, that's okay. I'm a little sad, but it's okay. So you're taking your index finger and your middle finger together and your ring finger and your pinky finger together. And that just might be a challenge if you've never had to do that before. And then you're just putting it, it's like I'm putting it so that it gets stopped on my knee, yes? And it's really just so that my knee, so that my hands don't move anywhere. So I'm not trying to put my knees on top of my hands. I'm just trying to stop my hands from moving. And then you're going to do that same motion, rotating the eyes of the elbows forward and back. But no, it's not really the elbows that are moving. That's just what you're seeing. It's really the upper arm bones that are rotating in the shoulder socket. Good. Oh, down your back versus up your back. Her question was, do I keep my shoulders down my back versus up my back? That's not super important for what we're doing right here. But that's it. You can try it either way, down the back or let them be up. And then go ahead and release. And then we're going to walk the hands around. And if you need to come, you know, off of your knees for a moment and stretch and then come back into it, you're going to start to walk your hands around until your fingers are facing towards your knees. So palms are down. And depending on your flexibility, you may have to have your hands more back by your knees, like to the outsides, or you may be able to be all the way forward and stretch that. Everyone has a different range through their forearm, so you can kind of adjust where that needs to be. Then you're doing little pulses going backwards. So just a gentle little pulse back and then taking it back forward. If you can't get your hands to turn all the way back, then really bring your hands back by your shins so that you can turn your hands back. Good. So good adjustments. And then you're just leaning forward and back. Yeah. So making sure that your thumbs are pointing out. They're not pointing forward. And you're just taking a little bit of a lean back and forward. A little bit of a lean back and forward. Good. Now taking your hands back in front, and now you're going to turn your hands out. You can be on your hands and your knees. We're going to do one hand at a time. So starting with your right hand, you're going to lift up so that you stretch through the palm of your hand. And then you're going to push your fingertips into the floor, and that is going to lift the rest of your hand. Then you release down slowly, letting it stretch, and then release the palm all the way nice and flat. Do that on the other side. Stretch the palm up, and then push into your fingertips to lift the rest of the way. And then stretch the fingers down, and then stretch the hand down. Bring it up, and down, down, switch sides, up, and down, down, one more time on each side, and down, down, and up, up, and down, down. Good. Go ahead and sit back, wiggle out your wrists a little bit. Okay, and then you can sit however you want to. This is a fascial stretch that we're going to do for the hands. And so this, well, it's a little bit of a fascial stretch, but it's also a neural stretch. So it helps to allow the nerves that are in the arms to be able to slide better. Because sometimes when you have problems with your flexibility in your shoulders, what happens is that you have some muscles that get really tight, and then they push on the nerve, and then the nerve can't slide the way that it normally would. And your nerves are kind of like these stretchy little ropes that are in there. That's actually what they look like. And they're kind of a yellowish white color. So then, if you've ever gone to the dentist when they give you like a block to be able to make it so it doesn't hurt, right? Those little nerves. So I've actually done that on the nerve itself, like inside the body. So yeah, you can put fluid in there to block the nerve so it no longer hurts. So anyway, just fun information. Okay, so you're going to start out with your fingers touching, and then you want to stretch through your fingers just kind of like we did. Then you're going to start to take your palms together and take your arms forward. Now, as soon as your palms go together, you're going to start to open up the hands and then get the elbows all the way to straight, and you should start to feel a stretch. And then as you go back, it should start to stretch, and you should start to feel a stretch through your hands as you take your hands back. Do you guys feel that stretch? Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. Yes? And then you relax. We're going to do that a couple more times. Now, depending on where you are the most tight, you might feel more of a stretch if you take it diagonally up and back or diagonally down and back. So we're going to practice it and just go through it, and you can kind of play around with where that range is for you. Okay? So same thing. You start going forward and then taking the hands back, and you really want to flex those hands back. And then as you open up, you'll start to feel that pull in your hands. And then let it stretch back. Good. And do it again. Now, the other piece of it, as you're going backwards, you want to let the shoulders squeeze back. So you're opening up your chest as you do that. So same thing again. Taking it away. Really flexing the hands back. You can go up at a little bit different angle if you'd like. Pull the shoulders back. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Squeeze the back. And then release. Whew. Yeah? Okay, one more time. We got it. Stretching it forward. And maybe you're trying a little bit different angle. I'm going to go down this time just for fun. You can go up if you'd like, squeezing your shoulders back. Good. And shake it out. Okay, now we're going to do our forearm compression. So on Friday, I showed a couple of different ways to do that. I'll show that again. If you already know what you want to do, you can do that. One of them is just to come up onto one knee. And then have your hand and place it underneath. So if I'm showing you from the side, your elbow wants to be on the outside of your knee. And then you compress forward. So you're squeezing your forearm in between your calf and your thigh. And then you release back. Your other option is to be on your knees. You can come down to one forearm. Again, same thing. Take your elbow on the outside of your knee and sit back. So you kind of have two different options depending on what feels good for you. So then you're just pulsing forward and back. And it's a massage for your calf, for your thigh, and your forearm all at the same time. So it feels pretty awesome. You're just giving it a squeeze. Yeah, and you can see which one feels better for you. Do you like to be on one knee and lean forward into it? Or do you want to be on both knees and sit down into it? And you can go all the way down to the wrist. Give a little squeeze there. Yeah, good. Good, yeah, yep, you got it. That's it. Good. And then you can switch sides when you're ready if you feel like that one released a little bit. So again, your elbow is on the outside of your knee. And then you're leaning until your thigh starts to push into your forearm. Yep. Good. You let it release. And if you find you try one way and you're like, oh, it's not really working for me, then you can try a different way. So the other way again was both knees on the ground. You lower down, take your arm across. Same thing, squeezing it in. And you're adjusting where your forearm is each time. Letting that release. Good. And if you have a friend at home, you can just lay your arm down on the floor, like underneath, or on top of a blanket or something, and just ask someone to step on your forearm as well. That's another really good way. That's my favorite. Good. And then just let yourself come on up. Shake it out a little bit. We're going to come all the way up to standing and use our chairs for some forward folds. I'm going to come back to the back of the room. So hopefully your shoulders and your forearms are feeling a little bit more relaxed now. So now we're just going to take and stretch that out. So you can use the back of your chair to start. You're going to have the palms of your hands on the chair. Start to walk yourself back. As you walk yourself back, you want to be thinking of taking the crease of your hips back. You can have your knees bent if you need to. And I want you to feel like you're getting yourself a pretty good stretch. So look toward your fingers first and be stretching through your armpits. Draw your low ribs in a little bit. Draw your belly in. And then let your head drop down and you can start to open up through those arms. Good. Breathing. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. To come out, lift your head, push your hands down into the back of the chair, and then take your hands to the seat of the chair. Now, depending on how your wrists are doing, if you need to have less compression in your wrists, you can just hold on to the edge of the chair. Or you can have your hands flat on the chair. So you can decide what's going to feel good for you. We're going to do a little arch and hollow, bending the knees, straightening the legs, and rounding through the spine. So when you bend your knees, that's when you're going to find your arch. As you arch, you want to pull your heart forward and look up. As you exhale, start to straighten your legs, push into your arms, round your spine, and look back at your belly button. On your inhale, bend your knees. Stick your tush out, open up through your chest, and exhale, curl the tailbone under, round the spine, press. Two more times, inhale, stretch it, open through the heart, and exhale, round through the spine. One more time, inhale, open it up and arch, And exhale, round it out.
Good. Bring your spine back to neutral. See if you can find a flat spine for yourself. And we're just going to hold. So you want to, if you can have your legs straight, go ahead and do so. If the size of the chair doesn't allow for that to be straight, then you can bend your knees a little bit. And I'm just going to go around and kind of help everybody with having that opening. So go ahead and roll the chest open. Take your head up this way, but yeah, the back of the head up. Yes, there. And then I want you to push this down. Yes, not that much, like right there. Open up a little more. Yes, there, good job. Yeah, bring this up slightly for me. Too much. Smidgen. Yes. Good. Roll this open. And then elbow straight. Yes. Beautiful. Good. And you're just breathing into... Oh, that's a pretty nice flat back. So for you, Richard, it's a little bit more opening up through the shoulders. And yeah, keep those elbows straight. And then bring your head back towards me a little bit, towards my touch. Do you feel it? So like more this way back. Yes. This right here, I want you to think of taking your heart down a little bit. Good. There's your flat back position. Nice. Good. Rolling the shoulders this way. Yes. Beautiful. Good. So we have a little switch here. I want you to draw this up a little bit and then open that. Don't let that drop down just because that opens up. Good job. Good. Everyone's breathing. Let the shoulders open a little bit, and then you're going to lift the back of the neck a little. Yes, there. Yes, that's it. Good. And go ahead and walk your feet a little bit forward for me. Good. And now lift the head, the back of the neck, lift the back of the neck. Good. Draw the low ribs in a little bit. Yes. Very nice. Good. Walk your feet a little bit forward for me. Good. Draw the shoulders down. Yes. Good. Is everyone still got it? Are you holding it? I know I'm torturing you. Draw the arm bones back. Good. And think of taking this part down towards the floor. Down. Yeah. Good. Belly draws in. Good. Okay, so now you get to relax down. So that means you can either take your hands to the back seat of the chair again, let yourself release, or you can take your forearms. You can bend your knees if you want. Take your forearms to the seat of the chair. You can let your head rest on top of your arms if you'd like. You're letting yourself melt down however you need to. So I adjusted everyone to have an actual flat back. And so now that you're laying or you're kind of resting yourself, I want you to think about what it was that I adjusted in you. Everyone was a little bit different. So there were certain things that you might have felt that I did. And I want you to just be aware of that. Take another inhale. And exhale, and now you're going to come in and out of your flat back three more times on your own and see if you can figure out what adjustments I made and do them in your own body. So you can start that when you're ready. So you find your flat back position. You notice, what did I do that got that flat back for you? And then you let yourself release. And I'll let you know already that you're all doing way better. So if you're worried, like, oh my gosh, she's not touching me, I don't know what I'm even doing, know that you already look so much better. Everyone looks so much better. I'm not just speaking to half of you. And hopefully you can do one more round so you let yourself release and then come back into it. Beautiful job. Very nice. Okay. And then allowing yourself to come all the way up to standing for a moment. Take your arms up overhead. I know you can't see me. Just listen. Just take your arms up overhead. Bring your hands to heart center and close your eyes. Let yourself find that standing position. Adjust your feet as you need to feel comfortable. Woo, all that amazing work that you just did with the integrity of your spine. Big breath in. Breathing that out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Very good. So we're going to come to laying on our mats and doing our supported shoulder stand. And I'll show you guys up front. If you already know what I'm talking about, you're welcome to go into it.
So you're going to be using your chair, and you lay yourself down, and you want to have your chair so that it's nice and close to your tush, so that your hands can hold on to the legs of the chair. Then from there, you're taking your feet, and you may need to, depending on your flexibility, have your legs out wide. If that's the case, that's fine, but you want to have the arch of your foot on the chair. You take a breath in, make sure your head feels nice and relaxed, and then on your exhale, push your feet into the chair, lift your hips up, push your feet down. And I'll go around to everybody if you have any questions or concerns about what you're doing, or you're like, I don't know how to do this, it's super hard. And if you know what you're doing, just go right into it. Good, go ahead, lay yourself back, and I'll bring the chair even closer for you. Yeah, good. Okay, so now you're going to take the arches of your feet to the edge of the chair. Yes, and you just want to make sure you're holding on with your hand so the chair can't go. And then push your hips up by pushing your feet down. Yep, you got it. Good, very nice. Awesome job. Take a big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. On your exhale, you're going to slowly lower yourself down. Once you have your hips all the way to the ground, you're going to keep holding onto the chair and let your knees open up really wide. Yep, so kind of like you're in a happy baby pose, but you're letting the chair hold your feet close over your hips. So you keep holding onto the legs of the chair. Yeah. Good. Yep, so you're helping your knees to open up as wide as they can go. Yep, breathe into that. Good. And depending on your flexibility, you may be able to pull the chair closer. If it's too much, you can have the chair a little bit further away. Good. Donna, I think what I'm going to do is actually put this and then put your feet here. Do you like that? Does that feel better? Yeah. And then go ahead and come down. You could try that again. But then when you open up, then you could still hold onto the chair. Mm-hmm. But then the bolster is pushing your feet forward. Yeah. Good. Now we're going to do the supported shoulder stand one more time. So when you're ready, you can start to bring your knees in a little bit. And then push your feet down, lift your hips up. And you're really holding onto that chair. Don't let the chair go. Otherwise, we might have a catastrophe going on. It's very dramatic. I feel very dramatic today. Big breath in. Breathing that out. Another inhale. And exhalation, one last breath in, and you have a choice. You can either choose to extend one leg up towards the ceiling, give it a little stretch, and then switch sides, or you can come down if you're done. Good. You can do a little kick line dance if you'd like. Good. And whenever you're ready, releasing yourself down. And now you can just let your legs rest on the chair, however you want them to rest. So that can be that the whole calves are on the seat of the chair and you're totally supported. You can push the chair away and just have the heels on the chair, whichever feels good to you. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhalation. Last breath in, letting it go. Go ahead and gently draw your knees in towards your chest. Give yourself a nice little squeeze. And then you're going to choose your favorite spinal twist. So if the chair is in the way, you can just gently push it away. And then finding your favorite spinal twist, whatever that happens to be for you. You're taking your time getting into that place. Letting your back release. If your low back is still feeling a little bit achy, that you might want to extend your leg out to the side of whichever way you're twisted, and that'll open up for your hip a little bit more, which will start to release the back a little more. Finding your last inhale and exhalation. Switching to the other side. Be nice and gentle with your body. When you're doing twists, it's important to make sure you have your low belly drawing in a little bit as you go into the twist to support your low back. So just noticing that, making sure that's happening for you. Now is a good time to return to noticing your breath. Maybe consciously controlling how long you inhale and exhale. If you're ready to come out of your twist, you can do that as well. And you have the next minute to do any last pose that you need. If you need to do a happy baby pose, if you want to come back up and do another downward dog, you can. You could do a forward fold. You can do a bridge pose. Maybe you need to do a little bit more arching in your back. What is it that your body needs? Maybe you need to be a little nugget. Curl into a little ball. Doing something that is a stretch on one side, you can release to another side. Or if there's another pose you'd like to do, you're like, oh, I just need to move in this way to really get in everything that my body needs in my practice today, then go ahead and move into that pose. Thank you. you can start to invite yourself into your final relaxation pose. And that can be just laying on your back, your legs extended. If you need to support yourself in some way through props to make yourself comfortable, you can do that as well. You can have your feet up on the chair if you want to make it a little bit easier for your heart to get blood back and forth to your legs, whatever it is that you need. You have a full 5 minutes today to be in this relaxation pose, so just really letting yourself relax, letting yourself release. Take a few breaths to scan your body, noticing how everything's feeling now. What has shifted? What hasn't shifted? Inviting your body to melt down into the supports that are there for you. The floor, maybe any props that you're using. How can you invite your body to be supported? Because it is. Physically, the floor is there. It's pressing up against you as much as you are releasing down into it. Can you broaden the points of contact that you have with the floor? Can you invite your body to receive? If there's any tension left in the body, use your breath to let it go. Letting your inhale expand that area that might still be a little bit too active. And then letting your exhale soften and release that tension. Thank you. bring your awareness back to your breathing. Let your next few breaths invite in the energy that you would like for the rest of today. What is it that you need? You could give any gift to yourself in this moment. What would it be? What feeling would you give yourself? What kind of energy would you give yourself? Let your body breathe that in. Feel ready, you can start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. You can start to allow yourself to move and shift, maybe rolling onto one side or the other. But if it feels like you need to still be laying where you are, you can absolutely stay where you are. Finishing, sealing in your practice in whatever way it best serves you. Only you. So it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, what shape they are in. You decide how you want to finish. Honor yourself. Maybe send a little love, a little joy to someone else if that serves you today. Letting yourself breathe into that. I humbly bring my hands to heart center and bow forward to each of you and the beautiful journey I had with you today. Thank you so much for being here and letting me share this with you. Namaste.